Zakta Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Bava Metzia Perik Dalad Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we learned the rule. If I am buying your bicycle, when I take the bicycle, then the kinyan has been sealed. If you just took the money and I didn't take the bicycle yet, the kinyan has not been sealed. We can still change our mind. And we explained the problem. If I give you the money, you didn't give me the bicycle yet. Who's to say that if a fire breaks out someplace, you're going to try to save the bicycle? You're going to say it's not yours anyway. You'll just tell me, sorry, your bicycle was lost. I never got the bicycle yet. Yeah, but you paid for it. It's yours. Too bad. It's your problem that it was burnt or something like that. So Chazal were Masakein, at least Rabbi Yochanan holds that way, that it's a takana. Even though Minat Torah, once I give money for the bicycle, it's mine, but it's not mine until I do Mashiach. Now, what would the halacha be if I took the bicycle, but I didn't give you the money yet? Let's see our Mishnah. Ketzad, again, we're explaining the previous halacha, that you have to do Mashiach, that's what the kinyan is tali in. So what's the din if Mashach imenu peiros? The buyer took the peiros. Peiros means, could be peiros, could be chitim, could be anything, but the article that I'm buying, whether it's a bicycle, whether it's pay rice, whether it's wheat, I didn't give the money yet. Any you can't change your mind. Not the seller, not the buyer could change their mind. Once I do Mashiach on the pay rice, it's mine. The kinyan is over. But if it's the other way around, if the buyer gave to him, to the seller, the money for the payrus, Bavulay Mashach didn't pull the payrus yet, didn't do Mashiach on the payrus, Vulay Mashach Himenu payrus, Yachalachzabai, then both could still change their mind. Now, suppose I give you money for the bicycle, I'm waiting to take the bicycle. I say, no, where's the bike? Nah, change your mind, I'm not giving it to you. And you're going to show me a Mishnah, in Masechtas Bava Metzia, even though we don't pass one from the Mishnais, but this is the halacha. So can I answer anything? Of course, I can say, give me back my money, but is there anything I can do to convince this person to give me the bicycle? And the answer is yes. I can show him this part of the Mishnah. Aval, it's true, al pi halacha, I can't force you to give me the bicycle, even though I gave you the money. But Amru the Chachamim said, some of the Girsa, Aval Amru Chachamim, that if people suddenly change their mind, whether it's the buyer or the seller, then that person is mekabel a klola in bezdin. There's actually a machlokes in the Gemara. Some say the person came to Bezin, the Bezin gave him a klala. Some say they just let him know. Bezin doesn't actually curse anyone, now let it do that. Some say under these circumstances, Bezin is allowed to curse him. But either way, this is the nosach. This is the nosach that Bezin says. Misha para me anshe dar hamabel umidar haflaga, Hashem Yizbar, who paid back an oynish to the people of the dar hamabel and the dar haflaga. And in the Gemara we find the Lashon and from the people of Sedaim and Amira and from the Mitzriim and the Yamsuf, who asid lihipara, he is also going to punish Mimisha Eina Oimid Bidiburai on someone who doesn't keep his word. You made up to sell the bicycle. You took the money. Why are you changing your mind? Now the Meiri says that there's a reason the Tana picks the example of the Dar HaMabel. Because the Dar HaMabel used to steal in such a way that they Tana, we're not wrong. They would steal Pachas Meshava Pruta. Can't take us to Bezin for less than a Shava Pruta. That's the Dar HaMabel did. They did the kind of things. Everybody would come and take a drop off the other person's fence, like use it as a toothpick. Of course, if enough people do that, the man has no fence. But who's he going to take to Bezin? So you should know that certain things you can't call someone to Bezin to. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants MS more than anything else. Chaysama Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS. And Misha Parah Me Anshei Dar HaMabel Umidar HaFlaga, who asid lihipara, there's going to be an einish for someone that doesn't keep his word. The Rabbeinu Shalom will punish them. So the Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol sha kesef biyodai, yodai alhu al yoin. Here's how the Bat Tanura explains it. According to what we learned till now, if I gave the money for the bicycle, but I never took the bicycle, I can change my mind and say, no, I want my money back, I don't want to buy the bicycle. And the seller can change his mind, he can say, giving you your money back, I don't want to give you the bicycle. Kumtrib Shimon, Reb Shimon says, sometimes the one who has the money, that of course is the seller who took the money, he is in a position where yodai hu al yoina. He has the choice. He can either deliver the bicycle, and I can't change my mind. What do you mean? Why can't I change my mind? The whole thing is to protect me, because if there's a fire, he won't try to save it. Well, what happens if the bicycle or the wheat or whatever it is I'm buying is in an attic, but it's an attic that belongs to the buyer, which is rented to the seller. Under these circumstances, we say that the buyer can't change his mind, even though he didn't do Mashiach yet. What's the reason that the Rabbanan said, Mashiach is kind of not money? Because I'm scared the Mashiach is going to say to the Lekech, sorry, your thing was burnt in the attic, and obviously he wasn't going to try very hard to save something that's not his. But over here, where the attic belongs to the buyer, so if there's a fire in that attic, I'm going to try to save it. What's the problem? And that's the reason under these circumstances, says Rav Shimon, that the seller who received the money, in this case, he can say, no, no changing minds. But the lach is not like Rav Shimon. Even though the attic of the lekeach is rented by the meicher, as long as there was no mashicha, you can change your mind, and that's true for both the buyer and the seller. So to summarize, there are four madregas over here. If the buyer took the peiros, everyone holds, that's it. The kinyan is over. No one could change their mind. If the buyer gave the money but didn't take the peiros, someone changes his mind now, you can't stop him, but he's mekabel das misha para. If he didn't even give any money, but they made up amongst themselves that they're going to sell it for a certain price, so we're also not so happy that they should change their mind. It means you're not a trustworthy person. We made something up. But there's no misha para. The misha para is only if you actually gave money. Now, if they made up that they're going to sell something to each other, but they didn't even make up a price, then there's no taina whatsoever. Then that's not called commitment in any way whatsoever. Then we had the sheet of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, the way the Batanura explains it to us, that there are times where we say the halacha is only the one who has the money. That's the meicher who took the money. He can decide whether the deal stays or he can change his mind. But the lekech can't change his mind. And when would that be? If, let's say, the attic of the lekech, the attic of the buyer, is rented out to the meicher. Let's say the bicycle that I'm buying is parked in my own attic. So what's the whole problem? If I didn't do Mashiach yet, he's not going to try to save it. If something is going wrong over here, there's a fire, it's in my attic, of course I'm going to try to save it. So under these circumstances, if the meicher wants the deal after he gets the money, according to Rav Shimon, the lekech cannot change his mind, even though I never did Mashiach, but the meicher who has the money, he could change his mind. However, we said that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon, the halacha is, even though the bicycle is parked in my attic, even though the aliyah of the lekech is rented to the meicher, he rents my attic and he's keeping it in my attic, but as long as there was no Mashiach, anyone can change his mind, whether it's the lekech or whether it's the meicher.